because it brings back the memory.
I cannot wait to talk to our next guest because I have zero idea where he's going to take today's topic. This is Chris Spielman, one of the best linebackers ever. And the reason why this is his walk-up music, if you've never heard the story, is there's about 40-some-odd people preparing to play in a Pro Bowl at Aloha Stadium.
Yes.
Two of them are in the bowels of the stadium listening to Pink Floyd getting fired up to play.
Like it was a Super Bowl.
Everybody else is wondering why they are not on the beach. And that is Chris Spielman and Ron Wolfley. And
bonafide tough guy, Chris Spielman, fight you to the ground with blood under his nails.
Well, Chris has just called into the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Chris, does your family give you a big walk-up and welcome the way we do when you come home?
That's just a scowl. So, yeah.
Chris, how you doing, brother?
And of course, their palms are up and hands are out, you know. Empty my wallet.
That's true.
Don't worry. That's why I played 11 years, just so I can give you guys $20 bills to go to Chipotle when I got a refrigerator full of food sitting there. But, hey, go out and eat and waste my money. I don't care.
Spiels, where do we find you this morning, my brother? Where are you?
I'm training my nephew. He's 13 years old. Put him through his first workout.
There you go.
Boy, that's going to be nasty, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, he made it through. The devil was speaking to him, telling him to tap out, but he fought through it. I put on the Elvis song, a little less conversation, a lot more action. So
he carries the Spielman gene, is that what you're saying?
That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, he's an inherited gene, but his dad tells me he was a really good athlete. His dad was number 22 for Youngstown Cheney High School.
Wow.
Also won a Little League World Series baseball pitcher, running back. So I'm trying to get him going right now.
Nice.
It's all good, man.
Well, great. Now, the reason why I'm so interested in talking to you is because you have been a really strong advocate when you are talking about the game, when you're doing NFL games for Fox. You will say specifically, that's a hit, we're trying to get out of the game. And then other times you go crazy and fall in love with a big hit. So you want to keep football while you're trying to protect the player at the same time. Wolf has struggled mightily in the last 2 days with the Oklahoma drill possibly being eliminated. When you heard that, what did you think?
I haven't done the Oklahoma drill since the Plain Local Midget Football League Lions when I was 9 and 10. I think there's much more effective ways of teaching tackling and techniques and toughness. I always tell my kids actually that change is coming, and either you embrace change or change will eat you up. So you have to be able to embrace change. I'm not a big fan of, that drill does nothing as far as getting myself better. It might test somebody's will or somebody's toughness, but I think there's way other ways of doing that besides the old-fashioned Oklahoma drill where you guys have guys, laying back-to-back with their helmets, the coach blows the whistle, everybody gets up and runs and smashes into each other. I am a firm believer in teaching proper techniques, and the game can be just as physical and just as violent as long as we remember to keep our eyes up and our head up and we wrap up. And so I could care less. Like I said, I had to think back to what the heck the Oklahoma drill was.
Yeah, Spiels, you know I love you, man. I could not disagree with you anymore. I really could not. I mean, honestly, I think absolutely. No, absolutely, it's fine. Of course it is. I think it actually separates the wheat from the chaff. I think you find out immediately who actually has that will to actually stick their face into the fan with their head up, of course, and who does not. It's just me, my take on that. But the football universe groans and moans, does it not? Because it's in a state of flux right now like we've never seen.
Well, I think, you know, they're trying. I think, for example, the defensive pass interference call going to the replay booth. I mean, first of all, it's so subjective, and different guys call it different ways. Mm-hmm. I just worry about the biggest thing that I'm concerned about is delaying the game. Mm-hmm. And it turns into college football. We're going to have four-hour games, which is awful. It's too long. But just to go back to toughness, I think you can find toughness. First of all, when you get to the NFL, you're usually already separated the wheat from the chaff, Wolf, by those players, right? I mean, they
at the college level,
NFL without having some type of level of toughness. Now, if they decide to turn it down or become China dolls or soft serve ice cream when they get to the NFL, they get exploited. They get exploited by their teammates, or they'll get exploited or called out in the film room. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you have other guys depending on you to do your job and you got a contract for $10 million a year and this guy isn't doing his job so you can do your job, there's going to be a big issue and a big problem. So it's always been my theory that once a player reaches the NFL, there's a certain accountability that is that player will be held to by not coaches or general managers or owners or fans, but by his own teammates, because those teammates are counting on him to do their job. Mm-hmm. And if he's not doing it, they will be called out, at least in the locker rooms that I've been in. If we had a DB that turned it down, that DB was embarrassed and exploited in a meeting.
But I would say,
and then guess
Chris,
what? All of a sudden, he starts tackling.
I would say, though, that not every linebacker, Chris, that I faced was a tough guy. Not every linebacker was. I think it's a falsehood to assume that every guy that plays, especially even in the NFL, is tough. I don't believe that.
Is that the responsibility?
Falls on them.
Responsibility of the guy who picked him. That's responsibility of the coach. That's responsibility of the own player himself. And that's responsibility of the teammates around him. If he's not tough, or if he's not making a tough play, or he's not sacrificing his body so that in an 8-man box so that he can take on the fullback, turn it to the outside where the on-block player is, then that's on the other guys. If they let guys get away with that crap, that's on them.
We can't
say that the whole game of football is all of a sudden soft serves. We can't, because it's not.
That's Chris Spielman, linebacker, one of the great ever, talking hardcore football with Wolf. If I look at this, Chris, from a total fan point of view, somewhat media, but almost all fan, that is, could I sell you on the NFL going to the Players Association and saying, I'm going to give you free health care for life, and go back to the gladiator mentality? Now, I don't mean total cheap shots to the head, but I'm worried about the proliferation of offense, and I believe a lot of it comes from, I can't hit your quarterback unless I ask nicely before I get there. I can't hit your wide receiver because he instead of waiting for him to touch the ball, I have to wait for him to know that I'm here, and I can't do a blindside block on you. It's now my job to pay attention whether or not you're looking at me. I would rather say, I want old school football back and the hits back, but I acknowledge the damage it can do, so I want to pay you more money, and I want to make sure I take care of you for the rest of your life. Do you think the Players Association would say, okay, that's fair? Or would they say, no, this is a bad idea because you're just creating gladiators out there and not football players?
I don't think it's that simple of a choice.
Okay.
And look, I'm all about the game, right? I'm also a realist. And so do people come and see the great Hines Ward come take out a defensive lineman or a linebacker in pursuit, or they come to see Aaron Rodgers throw touchdowns?
Yeah.
Do you think that Chandler Jones from the Cardinals? Well, boy, he just took that offensive lineman and headbutted the crap out of him, knocked him out of the game. Think anybody notices that, or did they draft Kyler Murray to help a offense that is horrific? You know,
yep.
So we got to live in the reality that we are in. The money is made by the quarterbacks. The excitement is to come watch the quarterbacks. And so it would be idiotic for the league not to protect their main moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes business sense. I'm all for what we're saying, but let's, you know, what people say they want and what they actually really want is in, I think, direct contrast. Yeah,
you're right about
each other,
that.
In my opinion.
You're right about that.
Really bothers me, Spiels, and I got to ask you this before you go, but just the fact they've eliminated the blindside block. Stop and think about that.
Yeah.
Now stop and think about that. I have to make sure you're looking at me before I de-cleat you? You have to be kidding me. I'm telling my guys, it's going to change how you pursue a ball carrier. Don't ever look at anything but the guy carrying the ball.
I do think they're maybe overstepping their bounds on that one a little bit. And I do think there'll be adjustments made. You know how, remember last year in preseason, all the targeting?
Yes.
And then I can't recall one game that I worked last year where there was a targeting call.
Yeah, you're right.
So yep. I do think there's an overreaction, then there's a, okay, now let's see, how's it really going to be played? And so I think smart enough, and they'll figure it out, and everybody will figure it out. I mean, I'm a legendary overreactor. I got luck on the interception. I hit Jamie Dukes because I think he drove me so far off the line of scrimmage, I needed cab fare to get back to the huddle after one play, so an interception. I blindsided his ass, and that was retribution on my part. Keith Uecker blindsided me one time. I went in the Packers offensive huddle and called a defensive signal. So there you go. So, yeah.
Maybe we do need to take care of those.
You know I love you, dude. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you as always, man.
All right.
See you, Chris.
Hey, get lower on those squats, Deacon. All right, I got to go. I got things doing.
I love you.